Today on Tech Daily, we're talking in-car entertainment and connectivity. And joining me is George Christopoulos, Senior Applications Manager, Infotainment and Telematics from Ford Australia. G'day, George.
Hi, how's it going?
Excellent. Now, just for starters, just how much of a role does entertainment and mobile connectivity play when it comes to a vehicle purchase decision?
It plays a huge role for our customers. Everyone today is connected pretty much all the time, either via your mobile device or any kind of other, you know, computers and et cetera. And it's no different when you're driving in your vehicle. People want to be able to stay in touch with their loved ones, and they're able to do that via these in-car infotainment systems.
So what then are some of today's must-haves in terms of in-car entertainment options and smartphone connectivity?
Well, probably, you know, 5 years ago, Bluetooth was considered the big thing. But these days, Bluetooth is considered a standard feature. Really now you're kind of looking at things like navigation and even Android Auto and CarPlay becoming must-have items, which are kind of a non-negotiable for customers.
Yeah, absolutely. But then where do you draw the line between having great features and potential driver distraction? Because I imagine it must be a pretty thin grey line, that area.
Of course it is, and driver distraction is the number one consideration when we're designing these systems. There's also quite strict legislation that we have to follow. But yeah, we have to make sure that the systems we're designing do not take the driver's attention away from the road when the vehicle's in motion. So we do that via a number of ways, including voice recognition. So we give customers the option to interact with all their features via voice so they don't have to take their hands off the wheel and eyes off the road. The other way that we do that and we manage that is by limiting certain features. So on certain vehicles, we have actually lockouts. So you can only interact with basic features while the car is in motion. And then if you want to do something that's going to require a bit more attention, you actually have to stop the vehicle. So that's an important safety measure that we've implemented.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as you may know, I recently took a 2017 Ford Escape for a test drive, and it was equipped with the Sync 3 infotainment system. Was that a big step up from previous offerings from Ford?
Absolutely. So although we still retain the same form factor, 8-inch touch display, the technology behind it is completely changed. So we've now moved from a resistive touch to a capacitive touch, giving you more of a feel like what you've got on your smartphone, and it enables you to do kind of swipes and drag and all that kind of stuff that you're used to. The processor behind the system is also much more powerful than what we had previously. So where previously you might have seen a bit of lag at certain times, now that's pretty much a thing of the past.
And how does it compare with other offerings in the market at the moment?
Look, in terms of the feature set, I believe that we're very competitive, particularly in our segment, and we have pretty much all the same features that everyone else does, but it's in a much nicer package.
Now, as you mentioned before, George, people do like to be connected with their mobile devices, but it is interesting that some manufacturers have just gone with a system that supports Android Auto or Apple CarPlay, but that still requires there to be a supported smartphone connected to the system. However, with Sync 3 in the Ford vehicles, there is still a lot of functionality even without a smartphone connected, thinking about things like navigation in there as well. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, thanks, Andy. So I guess you're right. We do support Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, but we also made the decision that we want to offer customers another option that doesn't require a specific phone to be present to be able to use all the functionality of the system. So whilst some manufacturers have decided that that's the path that they want to go down, we still invest a lot of time and effort in developing our own system to compete with those Android Auto and Apple CarPlay systems. And we definitely want to offer that without requiring the phone to be present.
And of course, I mean, if you're driving along, I mean, recently, I went for a drive from Melbourne up the East Coast way to Canberra, and there are sections there where mobile connectivity isn't great. So in those areas, because I was on Google Maps via Android Auto, and there are times there where you lose connectivity, and so your maps suddenly don't become very useful. I guess that's where the maps, the navigation, I should say, that's built into Sync 3 really comes into play, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So not having the requirement to have a device in the vehicle allows the system to function basically anywhere you go. We're not tied to any kind of infrastructure that requires you to be in range or, you know, have a data connection.
And I hope the telcos work on some of the connectivity in that part of the country in the meantime. George, is there anything else in Sync 3 that you'd like to highlight that perhaps I haven't touched on?
Well, one thing that we do have is the ability to kind of decipher the Australian language. So it is tuned for the Australian dialect. And we even have certain Australian lingo, such as find a servo will actually take you to a petrol station.
I didn't try that. So I can say, using the voice command, within navigation, I guess, find me a servo and it'll take me to a petrol station, right?
Yeah, correct. Find a servo and it will bring up a list of petrol stations in your local area.
All right. Well, servos aren't too hard to find, so I guess I could try find me a coffee and that would work as well?
Yes, it should bring you back a list of all your local coffee shops.
Excellent. Can I find Sync 3 in all Ford vehicles yet, or is it still rolling out?
Andy, it's available in the majority of our passenger car vehicles.
All right, and I guess there's some good info on the Ford website, or perhaps you might recommend nicking down to a Ford dealership to check it out.
Absolutely. The Ford website, there's a lot of YouTube clips available now as well. But yeah, also your dealer will definitely be able to help.
George, thanks again for taking time out for the chat on Tech Daily.
Thanks very much, Andy.